As President Donald Trump settles into his new job, lots of old questions remain about his conflicts of interest. Ethics experts say that trying to fill two roles at once, president and global businessman, will create many conflicts. Trump has said he can solve those problems by turning over management of his business to his sons, but a lawsuit was filed today to challenge that plan. Marilyn Geewax, an NPR senior business editor, has been following this. She joins us from Washington. Hi, Marilyn.
Hey, hello.
And let's start with that lawsuit from CRU. That's the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. They say the president is violating the Emoluments Clause, which is something we've heard about. Remind us what that is and what's at issue here.
Well, that's a clause that's in the Constitution, and it says that the president can't take gifts from foreign governments. Now, Trump has these business interests that are in something like 20 countries, and he says it's just routine business. If somebody pays a hotel bill, that's not a gift. That's just his business. He also says that he won't be running the day-to-day operations of his business and that in any case, any profits that come from a foreign government will be turned over to the Treasury. So to a lot of ears, maybe that sounds good, but ethics experts say there are lots of problems with that. It's unclear how would he monitor this process? How do we know money is going to the Treasury? But in any case, even if you sort of push all of that aside, what the heck is a gift in this context? Let me just give you one example that is pretty concrete to think about. Trump owns a big golf course in Scotland. It's about to have a giant, addition put onto it, more golf, more hotels. What if the government in Scotland decides to take away those wind turbines that he doesn't like? He says that hurts the view at his golf course. Is that a gift? Is the government trying to help him and make his views better than the competing golf course? How do you even measure that? It's very tricky. So this lawsuit is trying to say they've got to separate themselves from these businesses.
So how long is that going to take? What happens next with this lawsuit?
Well, this is unprecedented stuff. We really have never had a president with these kinds of global business operations. So it's new. We'll see. You know, this is going to have to go through the courts. It's a question whether or not the group that brought this suit even has standing to do so. Maybe this is strictly a matter for Congress. But there's a lot to be sorted out in coming weeks and months.
Also, a lot to be sorted out when it comes to his hotel in D.C., right? Which he's not supposed to both be on the lease and be a government official.
That's another real tricky one. That's another one that up until now it's been a theoretical problem, but today it's a real problem. Trump, back in 2013, signed a lease with the General Services Administration. They watch over the contracts for government properties. And he had leased this government-owned property. It's owned by you and me, all the taxpayers. It's a very historic building. It's right on Pennsylvania Avenue. And he leased it and turned it into a really beautiful hotel. Everybody says it's really, really, really nice. But the problem is that he seems to be doing things to promote that business, like, you know, talking about it and waving at it when he went by in the parade. So there's this big question. The contract is not supposed to be held by an elected official.
Right.
Don't know what'll happen next.
That's Marilyn Geewax, an NPR senior business editor, following all the conflict of interest issues. Marilyn, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.